Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, and I just took a big swig of grapefruit juice just before I started, and it went down the wrong way, so struggling just a bit with that, but we'll get going here. Yesterday, we wrapped up our journey through the devotional book, Holding On and Letting Go, Finding Hope in the Midst of Chaos. And I'm going to do a little bit of a recap of that this morning, and then talk a little bit about the prayer guide focus. I write a prayer guide that I email out every week and publish on my website. And this week, the focus for the week was about life together by God's design. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that later. First off, I just want to encourage you to have hope in whatever chaos you're living through. None of the topics that we talked about over the last 19 broadcasts are actually easy to do in the midst of chaos. They're not complicated. They're not all that difficult to understand, but to say that they're simple steps to finding hope, no, they're often difficult because they require trust in God. And sometimes they require us to let go of things that we've kind of began to put our trust in. Or things that provide us some sense of stability or security that's not solid. And the things we talked about that we were to hold on to, well, it's often easier said than done. And when we live life, not only do we need to have the encouragement of how to hold on to what we ought to hold on to and how to let go of what we ought to let go of, we need to live with grace. We don't have all the answers. God does. And that really brings us to today's focus in the weekly prayer guide. And Paul writes and he says to encourage and build up one another. Just as, in fact, you are now doing. And I love that combination. The instruction. But also an acknowledgement that it's not a new command. It's not a new instruction because they are, in fact, doing it. I suspect the verse has a lot more to do with be more consistent in it. It's not something you don't know how to do because, in fact, you are doing it. But grow. Do it more often. Encourage and build up more people. And enlarge your circle of encouragement and those that you build up and your circle of those who encourage you and build you up. I was talking, I believe yesterday morning, but sometime this week, about just the turmoil that's really always been in our world. And how it kind of ebbs and flows and how the things that you see kind of stick with you. And in a very multimedia, social media, visual world, those that tend to control what's on that, and I'm not talking in a sense of oppression, I'm talking in a sense of those that have the authority to make those decisions, tend to put stuff out there that is very negative. It's what sells. It's what draws people's attention. It's the shock value. But while it's news and while it's things that we ought to be aware of, it's not all that's happening. But sometimes we begin to think that's all that's happening because that's all we see, that's all we hear. And we need those reminders to encourage and build up one another, just as in fact you are currently doing. It is taking place. There are those that are encouragers, those that are gifted, and those that simply do it because God called them to. There are those who build up the people around them, who lift them up, who consider the needs of others better and more important than their own needs. You see, when it comes to finding hope in the midst of chaos, when it comes to learning to hold on and let go, I believe that this focus on encouraging and building one another up kind of fits together. We talked early in the devotional book about holding on to one another. And when we begin to highlight in our conversations the good that someone is doing, it encourages people to either imitate that good or find some form of goodness in the people that they are observing. Most of the time, if you get involved in a conversation that involves a discussion of people specifically, but really a discussion of any topic, the discussion tends to go in the direction that the conversation leads. I mean, that should be obvious. And if the first several comments are all negative, well, then it's almost like it's assumed that that's what this is supposed to be about, and so anybody adding to it points out the negative. But if the conversation begins and the first few comments are positive about the good things that are happening, it tends to be the flow of the conversation. And I'm not saying you don't have individuals that throw in an opposing argument or comment from time to time, but the weight of the conversation tends to follow the direction that it begins in. And we have the opportunity to encourage one another, to build up one another by speaking words that bring hope, speaking words of God's grace, of His goodness, of His love. So many times we we don't want to make waves, and so we kind of go with the flow. And the problem with going with the flow is that by nature, things tend to flow downhill. It's easier. And today, as you consider whatever chaos you face, and I don't know, for some that may be watching, it may be a disaster. It may be a job loss. It may be a health scare. It may be the grief of the loss of a loved one. It may just be the uncertainty of life. But when you set about to encourage and build up someone else, you will generally find that you yourself are encouraged and built up. It's not a sit back and wait. Why is no one encouraging me? That's not what it's about. It's about going out and encouraging others. And in doing so, finding yourself encouraged. It's about going out and building up others. And in doing so, finding yourself built up. You see, that knowledge that people matter to God means that people ought to matter to you and to me. It's easy to say that no matter who you are or where you've been or what you've done, God loves you. It's much more difficult to act like that and to share God's love. But that's what God is calling us to do when He says to encourage one another and build up one another, just as in fact you are now doing. Take those seeds of encouragement, those seeds of building up, and cultivate the ground around them. Feed them, water them, help them to grow in your life, and help them to grow in the lives of others as they see your example, as they see the results. As they, in fact, are being encouraged and built up by you. Today, as we pray, consider specifically who God would have you to encourage and build up today. It may be a person that He brings a name to mind immediately. And it may be a surprise. He may be planting that seed in your mind to encourage and build up someone, and it may be a stranger that He brings across your path, and you know as soon as you cross paths that's my assignment today. But I suspect that if you listen to God's Word, to His Spirit, and you ask Him, there will be an opportunity. There will likely be multiple opportunities today to encourage and build up those around you. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible. It calls us to Yourself, and it gives us important work to do. That work is to glorify You, to make Your Son Jesus known, and to do so in ways that encourage and build up one another. Father, today as we consider the disasters of life that we face, the chaotic situations, the confusion, may we have incredible wisdom to know and incredible courage to do the holding on and letting go that You've called us to do so that we can find hope. But Father, as we go about life as we find hope in the midst of the chaos that we experience. May it lead us to encourage and build up others. May we be encouraged ourselves as we do so. May we look at the encouragement and the building up that is currently taking place, that we're currently involved in, and may we go to you in prayer and look at your word for instruction on how we can grow and increase in doing those things. Father, today may we be observant. May we be mindful to specific people, specific times that your Spirit nudges us and reminds us that this is a time to encourage and build up that person that's in front of you, that person that's on the other end of the phone, that person that you're writing that card to. Father, as we take seriously this role of encouraging and building up others, may we find ourselves encouraged and built up. And may we change the narrative of this world from a place of total darkness and evil to a place where the light of Jesus shines. A place that's filled with encouragement and hope. And Father, may our life be a representative of the source of that encouragement and hope. And as we represent that source, which is Jesus, may we lift Him up in everything that we do and say so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.